heart card, helping the human family converge on wisdom and world peace. Preface. We can't have elderly suffering from poverty, or people living in broken-down houses, or poverty pushing people into addiction and/or crime. The sooner we realize this, the sooner we can make this imaginary concept of colored pieces of paper work for us. We can grow up this century or 5 centuries from now. I think we can all agree that it is better not to wait with such terrible things. We owe it to the future generations. It is better that they are born to a world where nobody is stuck, where people have homes and food. And something tells me we are not going to be able to address climate change properly if most of us are scared of losing our homes and going hungry. Just creating these side social security programs is not enough. There needs to be a central program by which the government and its people as a whole are judged. It is a thing that prevents people from ever being scared of going hungry, and gives them a car and a home and healthcare, dental, therapy, and real education. These are good things. These are not crazy things. This will make the nations of the world strong. I don't have a solution. What you are reading is an imaginary philosophical idea and a fantasy. But it is meant to help you think about helping the entire world, not just one nation, all the nations, until we no longer have a need for silly, silly borders. Every generation should end higher than the previous. We, the people of this generation, have to rise so that the little ones don't have to put up with the nonsense that we had to go through. We are creators. Humans shape humanity. If I am correct, and poverty does hold humanity back, then we need to get rid of it, so that we can grow. Work and overwork will only force the little ones into more work and overwork. We have to find a way to end world poverty once and for all. And now. Heart card. I think poverty is a kind of a civilization-based virus. It is propagated by small-mindedness, and it emerges out of the primitive beginnings of each civilization. Ultimately, poverty will destroy the civilization, even if all it does is prevent the brilliant minds from blooming. Don't take my word for it. All you need to believe is that poverty causes harm to the human brain, and that it destroys our teeth, our bodies, our energy, and it twists our families, and it hurts our lonesome relatives. That is enough. It means this is a global crisis, a silent and deadly health epidemic that has been going on for thousands of years. But it gets even worse. Because in poverty, a human mind is unlikely to grow. Humans can't learn when they have to find a way to put food on their table. That means such a mind may grasp the dangers of climate change and pollution, but the individual will do nothing about it. How can a person that works themselves to death to feed their family think about saving the world? Do you see what the problem is? We are each a genius, but poverty hurts our minds, both on neurological and psychological levels. The amount of money needed to fix poverty is infinite. There is no figure. It is always just more. Plus, it should be illegal to track this kind of money, because those figures do not represent debt. They represent the advancement of the humankind. Nothing should stand in our way towards nuclear disarmament, climate repair, and world peace. The way we can make this work is by creating a special bank at the center of each of the nations of Earth. This bank gives a person a plastic credit card that just works, that never runs out of money. You can't withdraw $1 million in a single day, but you can withdraw exactly what you need to live unafraid. It buys food, but also books and audiobooks, and every decade or so will clear the purchase of a car. It pays for hospitals, though it will haggle like hell with them, and it pays for all the things that a person needs to become a great being. This card cannot be denied in any way or used in some way to hurt a person or punish them. It cannot be taken away from people who are in prisons. If they wish steak, cake, music, or the finest books, this will not be denied to them at all, nor will it be limited in any way. This card will buy a homeless man a house or a hotel room in a different hotel every day if that's what they want. It will also buy a person in danger of becoming a criminal whatever it is that they need to feel whole again and prevent them from committing the crime. Imagine what would happen tomorrow if we all got this card today. People would just buy food, cars, homes, books. They could go in for cancer treatment without wondering if they will lose their home, or if they are even going to be allowed in. It would stimulate the economy, intellectuals that we all really are, and it would stimulate other nations to follow. Since nobody is tracking how much people are spending, there is no debt. There is peace, happiness, a huge drop in crime, and soon-to-be empty prisons. This would help us focus on climate and world peace. Climate change and pandemics could push the world into nuclear war. The politicians have always some bunker to hide in. But the cities and the world will never recover from that. Despite what evil people think, there is no money to be made from poverty. And mind you, this is a self-imposed poverty. We all accepted that colored pieces of paper is a thing. It is good for keeping track of corporate profits and Wall Street, I guess. But it is not good to keep humanity in poverty and prevent it from growing up. And we don't have to give it to ourselves. Let us live in the mess that we've created. We just need to give it to all the children born after January 2022. Let them have a peaceful future, because they are the ones that will have to fix the mess that we brought on forward. The card would be given to a child along with their birth certificate. and it is no harder to replace than an ID card. It has a red heart on the front and a small explanation on the back.
You are meant to learn knowledge, grow in wisdom, and grow all the way up to become a great being. Be good to your brothers and sisters, and please look after the future generations yet to come. We are born free of sin and delusion, but we do make mistakes, because we come from apes and not fallen angels. But we are also capable of fixing our mistakes and mending the wounds, and rising above the less knowledgeable younger versions of ourselves. The world was once plagued by poverty, and this card is proof that we can fix our greatest mistakes and flaws. In return, we only ask that you may become a scientist, a philosopher, an artist, or an adventurer. We ask that you become a great being and make positive, meaningful, and long-lasting contributions to the humankind. We are one family. The national borders are as imaginary as the blight of poverty once was, as imaginary as the fantasies behind all the religions that divide the world in yet another way. You are our dream and our hope. Help us. Help the world unite. Help the human family converge on wisdom and world peace.